Journal entry 2. There's trouble in Bear Country. The runt came running down the admin hall before sunup this morning. He was yelling at the top of his lungs, "Get up, get up, they took our fuel." I jumped off my couch and met the boy in the hallway. "Okay, we get the point," I yelled back. I grabbed the runt by his shoulders and tried to calm him down. By this time, everyone living in the admin hall was awake. Sleepy eyes were everywhere. The runt tried to squirm out of my hold as he cried, "Tony's hurt, they beat him up." Tony lives in the basement. He has been my friend, sort of, since before the world turned upside down. We didn't run in the same circles, but we had several classes together. He always asked my opinions on homework assignments. I used to wish he would ask me out on a date. Unfortunately, he was dating a cheerleader. Tony isn't very social these days, but he is very good at fixing whatever we break. I ordered the runt to stay put in the admin hall and grab some muscle. When I say muscle, I'm referring to Matt and Jonas. The three of us ran towards the basement. The basement was a mess, and Tony was slumped against the far wall. I tried to reason with them, he said, as he spit out a mouthful of blood. They took all our fuel. Tony said it was central. I was not surprised. They have been giving us trouble for ages. The Central Bobcats are from the east end of Lafayette Boulevard. We live on the west. We were rivals in football, basketball, and volleyball. Our bands competed against each other in competitions before the world threw itself into chaos. The big difference between us and Central is that we are not a bunch of thieves and bullies. Maddie.